This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, to paradise, Simon Constable writing for the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. We turn to the climate of the south of France to remind us all there is possibility of enjoying summer a little longer. Simon, a very good day to you. It has turned cool here in New England, 40s at night. How is it with you?
It is a little bit warmer than that, but not massively much. So the low today was 52 Fahrenheit, going up to a high of 71 Fahrenheit. 71 seems reasonable. It is significantly cooler than it was, but it's not freezing. And it's a sort of a cloudy on and off day, and we're going to get a tiny bit of rain, sprinkled through that. So it's not too bad at all. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's like, Goldilocks.
Perfect for a crisis in Paris. But we go to your time with Lyra, the younger sister, and Juno, the older sister. How is it with Lyra today?
Lyra's doing very well. She's really learning to walk on the leash. And that's a really important thing if we want to take her to a local town where there are other people who they don't recognize and might bark at. So we've got that really sussed, and that's really, really good. On the other side of things, we've got Juno teaching her to do naughty things with the toys they've been given, which is to rip them away and run off with them and then pass it to each other back and forth, which is very funny to watch. We'll have to see how that goes. But they seem to be enjoying themselves a heck of a lot together.
How is it with your shoes, Simon? Is she a shoe chewer?
She is a shoe chewer. I love that. It's almost a almost one of those things you can't say. It's absolutely true, which is why I have a rack for my shoes, which are above their reach.
My Charlie takes them, but doesn't shoe them, so I consider him a success. His choice is cartons. He tears them into little pieces so much that it looks like a bear's been here. Now we move from Lyra and Paradise to the question of worldwide commodities. The word from the FT is polycrisis. It's a medical term, meaning you've got so many organs failing, we don't know which one to worry about first. However, the FT is applying it to the global news right now. You can't concentrate on any one crisis because there's another one around the block. Paris satisfies. You have a crisis in Paris right now, and we will attend. But first, the prices of commodities. What do we see? The two I'm interested in are copper and gold. We'll begin with copper, not because I expect anything now, but the news is that the big AI companies are securing contracts for tech centers, huge server centers, massive, 800,000, a million square feet, with power and water necessary as they grow and grow and grow over the next 10 years, 20 years. That means the copper will be enormously important. Do you see any movement before we get to gold?
Yes, we do see a little bit of movement. It's up 10% on the year at $4.50, which is an elevated price, and there will be a big need for copper. In fact, I think the overall situation with the demand for copper over the next 10 to 20 years is going to be more than there is copper in the ground, which may sound very strange because there are limited supplies of copper. New basically deposits are going to have to be found or looked for by geologists across the world because there simply is not enough proven reserves under the ground. That's a really big problem. I think that goes up a lot over the next few years.
All right, Goldfinger, what's he doing?
Goldfinger is making gold prices really go up. I remind you, it was only about $250 at the beginning of the century, 99 and 2000. That's where it hit one of its recent lows. Now it's 3,645. I'm not going to make the same mistake as I did last week. And that's per troy ounce. There are 12 troy ounces in a troy pound. That's up 45% on the year. And it is a pretty bad sign for the rest of the investing market, because the rest of the investing market relies on debt in part and also on paper currency. So people are going to gold because they are scared of the monetary system and what might happen to it. I expect this price to go up a lot more than it is now, maybe up even to $5,000 per ounce, which is what some people are saying on the web.
A golden memory. August of 2008, broadcasting on a weekend. Layman's failed. They carried their remains in cartons out of the building all night. Gold, at that moment, for opening, it was Sunday night, opening in New York, was $700. A troy ounce, and that was considered nosebleed territory. It can't possibly hold. I remember broadcasting with Larry Kudlow, I believe, that weekend, and Lehman's failure was a shock to the market. But what a bargain that was, Simon, $700 an ounce. And, of course, there were sovereign funds who bought the gold that night and still have it and are looking at paper profits. That's enormous. Now, more commodities. Do you see any movement in the food or the energy?
Well, what is interesting here is, remember I noted last week that orange juice keeps coming down in price and coffee keeps going up in price. So it's consistently going in the opposite direction. So orange juice is now down 52% over the last year, and coffee is up 59%. So they seem to be going exactly the same opposite directions every week we talk about it. So orange juice is now $2.46 per pound. This is all at the wholesale level. And coffee is $3.94 a pound. So it's fascinating what's going on here. One's going up, one's going down. So I've given up orange juice, which is really, really ridiculous, because I should be taking it on because it's getting cheaper by the day. We're also seeing iron ore go up a little bit. Sorry.
No, I mentioned that coffee is now spiking in the stores in the U.S. It was a long lag time, but it's now climbing every week.
Yes, and we're seeing that too here in France. It's going up, and there seems to be a little bit of a shortage of Arabica beans, which are the nice sweet ones that we like to drink rather than the Robusta. Nevertheless, you can't do anything about this apart from grow new trees, and that could take some years. Cocoa continues to glide down. It's down 9% versus this time last year, and it's been sliding for many months now, and that's a reasonably good thing for people who want to buy cocoa to make hot chocolate or to make actual real chocolate.
Brent crude, Simon, there was an attack in Qatar overnight by the IAF against Hamas elements. Do you see movement in Brent crude?
Not a whole lot. I think it's up a dollar to $67 per barrel. So that's not too bad. And it's down 5% on the year. And the electricity price is 33 euros per megawatt hour. And that's down 8% on the year. So nothing to worry about there. I think we're in reasonably good shape. Iron ore going up 16% over the last year, which fits with your comment about these production of AI in massive factories coming along the way, and they will need iron ore to make those buildings.
Yeah, steel will be in demand as they build out. The building is I report on Lancaster County each week in Pennsylvania, beautiful county, the Amish, the food, the tourism, everything is going in its direction. And suddenly the former R.R. Donnelly facilities, two big 800,000 square foot buildings that have been empty for a number of years because R.R. Donnelly bankrupt. Asia could print books cheaper and faster than an old-fashioned printer in Pennsylvania. Those buildings were empty, but they're now purchased by tech centers to convert them to AI, and that's in Lancaster County with, I think, something like 600 jobs coming in, high-end jobs. That's going to be happening all across the world, not just in the USA. It'll happen where you are. You've got perfect conditions. You've got hydroelectric. You've got nuclear power. You've got lots of water. I could see.
We've got the whole lot here, including 56 nuclear reactors, which is a huge number of reactors, and I think they're wanting to increase that number. The reactors, we need it.
The world that we're moving into, and that you will see transform, Simon, is a world where there's no such thing as too slim, too rich, or too much electricity. We're way short on electricity. Let us turn to Simon's memories of 9/11, because it's the eve of the attack on New York and Washington. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.